From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, April 24th, 2026. Governor Janet Mills has vetoed a temporary ban on large-scale data centers in Maine. As Peter McGuire reports, the governor says the bill doesn't allow for a $550 million facility in Jay that's supported by local communities.
In her veto letter, the governor says the 18-month ban passed by the legislature is appropriate. And she says she supports making sure large-scale data centers don't hurt electric customers, the power grid, and the environment. But Mills says the Jay development is too important for the town and nearby communities to be derailed by the ban. Developers say they are under contract to build a data center at the site of a former paper mill that closed in 2023. And they say it doesn't carry the same impacts as bigger data centers in other parts of the U.S. Despite her veto, Mills says she will still establish a commission to draft guidelines and regulations for future data centers in Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
The bill's sponsor, Democratic State Representative Melanie Sachs, called the veto, quote, simply wrong in a written statement on Friday. She said the bill received strong bipartisan support and would have addressed widespread concern about data centers' potential impact on energy affordability, the electric grid, and the environment. Mills has also vetoed a bill that would have automatically sealed the criminal records for certain low-level offenses of Mainers who remained crime-free for 5 years. In her veto message, Mills said the bill would have required the judicial branch to review decades of criminal docket files, much of it by hand, to determine who should be removed from the public record. She said this would have occurred without input from victims and without consideration for whether sealing them was in the public interest. Among her concerns was the sealing of Class D domestic violence assault. She said she could not, quote, endorse legislation that would conceal from public view criminal records of intimate partner violence. A Maine Superior Court judge today ordered the Secretary of State's office to review its certification of a referendum restricting transgender students' participation in school sports. Secretary of State Shanna Bellows last month concluded that petition circulators had gathered enough valid signatures for the referendum to appear on the November ballot, but a lawsuit from opponents alleges that thousands of signatures were either forged or not properly collected. The court has ordered Bellows' office to examine new evidence and decide within 30 days if the measure still qualifies for the ballot. Maine Senator Susan Collins took aim at her Democratic opponents and touted her record in a re-election speech to the state's GOP convention today.
I will highlight my experience, my knowledge, and seniority, which makes such a big difference for our state.
Collins pointed to money she secured for police, fire, and emergency medics in Maine, and Collins says unlike her leading opponents, Democratic Governor Janet Mills and Graham Plattner, she still has an optimistic view of Maine and the U.S. Former Maine Governor Paul LePage also addressed the convention, saying he intends to crack down on what he calls the Democrats' overspending on federal social programs.
They want to permanently put you in economic slavery. They want Mainers to be in poverty. I've said this many times. If you're an able-bodied person and you're on welfare, you can get off the couch and go get yourself a job.
LePage is the lone Republican in the race to replace retiring Democrat Jared Golden in the state's 2nd congressional district. He'll face the winner of a four-way Democratic primary scheduled for June 9th. A study published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that the incidence of suicide among teens and young adults has declined following the rollout of the 988 crisis line 4 years ago. Sheila Nelson, who oversees adolescent health at the Maine Center for Disease Control, says the state is seeing improvements in youth mental health.
This is us showing that, hopefully, we're working towards achieving what we wanted 988 to achieve, which is lowering barriers for people to access the health care, support, behavioral health resources that they need.
States with the largest increase in calls to 988 saw the steepest declines in suicide. Maine is among states with the smallest uptake in calls. Nelson says Maine had an established crisis line before 988 and believes it may have taken longer for people to discover the new number. State officials say the invasive and destructive emerald ash borer has expanded its reach into northern Maine. The beetle has now been confirmed in the town of Benedicta, 70 miles away from the nearest known infestation.
The prime suspect is movement of infested firewood. And unfortunately, although a lot of folks are now aware that moving firewood can be harmful to forest health, it still happens pretty frequently.
Allison Canody with the Maine Forest Service says the state is taking steps to address the outbreak, including by releasing native non-stinging wasps that prey on the invasive beetle. The ash borer is considered a significant threat to Maine's forests. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.